Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Talking about my new haircut, and he's like, you didn't consult me, you didn't discuss it with me.
Where was the text? You took all that length off? I was never consulted, not once.
Yeah, I cut eight inches off.
8 inches?
Yeah. I did, and I developed this thing called a skip shag. So a skip is like the blunt when it's straight, but because I have curly hair, I went with a shag skip, a skip shag.
A skip shag. I love the tendril. I live for it.
Shorten the back.
And I love, a high pony is my favorite. Now, if you would have told me you were cutting that much hair off, I would have told you to save it and make a little Barbie doll with it. How fun,
shoot,
right?
I didn't save any of it.
This is why you consult Ross Matthews before you cut your hair. You're welcome.
Well, should we get into some news?
News.
Some
news.
Headlines?
Yeah,
all right, here we go. People report that the first part of a two-part documentary on Steve Martin's comedy career has released. Oh my God, this is literally one of my favorite human beings to ever grace the planet. Let's take a look at it.
This guy was getting people so happy.
I always thought, this just does not happen. And it did.
He's the most idolized comedian ever.
You better pull yourself together. You've got a big movie offer.
Being able to witness an artist reinvent himself is quite extraordinary.
There is a longing at the center of everybody he shows us.
Then chronicles Martin's early struggles and meteoric rise and revolutionizing stand-up itself before walking away from it at 35. And then the second part, titled Now, focuses on the present day with Martin in the golden years of his career. I can't think of anyone who sort of brings the energy when you say the name Steve Martin.
Well, nobody's done it better ever since Steve Martin. All right, he's the one. I told you I was on a plane with him like a month ago, and I couldn't talk to him. I was so, can you imagine? You're like, and I was just like, I'm looking this way for the whole flight. He was over there. Can you promise me if he ever comes here to visit, will you just introduce me? Because I'll never say hi to him on my own. So will you do it? Promise?
I absolutely will. And I know him just a little bit. My mom was actually a waitress at the Comedy Store when he used to perform there. So he has like old Super 8 footage of my mom.
Whoa.
From like the early 70s.
Uh-huh.
So I've sort of always been Steve Martin adjacent. And yet I feel like there's no one that sort of makes me clam up as much as Steve Martin too, because I'm so starstruck.
Do you get nervous around him?
Thank God, yes. I get nervous around everybody.
All right, well, don't do that when Steve Martin's here, because I want to meet him.
Okay.
You have to introduce
Fair
him.
Enough.
Got it? Thank
right.
you. Pull it together.
I will.
All right, next up, Business Insider reports on a hotel in Singapore that's trying out a new business model, paying you if it rains during your vacation. It rains on average 171 days per year in Singapore, but the Intercontinental Singapore is taking a gamble to ensure that rain doesn't spoil your vacay. So The Rain Resist Blues package will reimburse one night of a guest stay if one of their planned activity gets rained out. So it's pouring down rain, you have to cancel, they'll reimburse you. And I would just say thank you.
Thank you, Intercontinental Singapore, for making people's lives better.
I worry for their business model, but yes. Yeah.
I do worry a little bit for the business model.
I worry because it's 171 days of rain in a year. That's a lot. So the chances are you're going to be reimbursing a lot of people.
Yeah.
But thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, next up, The Guardian reports that there's a new term for the younger folks out there, Generation Stay at Home. 20-somethings are all about staying at home and not going out.
Huh.
Going out has lost some of its appeal as dating apps mean they don't have to leave the house to find love. I think that's the initial phase of a dating app.
Mm-hmm.
You can just watch Netflix and hang out. TikTok can deliver a night's entertainment. Oh, dear, Rossi, I'm a little worried about this.
Yeah, okay, so here's the deal. If you're 20 and you're watching this and your plan is to stay in, don't, because you're going to go from, like, 20 to active senior in, like, 5 minutes, okay? When you hit my age, when you're in your 40s, it's not that you don't want to go out, you just kind of can't, you know? Like, I'm sorry, Rachel Maddow's on at 9. I have things to do. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm in elastic pants. I'm not putting anything on.
I am so content. In fact, the more often I keep asking my friends, literally, two of my best friends are sitting right there, uh-huh. Anya and Amanda, right there.
Hi.
Anya, do you notice sometimes also I go like, why don't we just do dinner in my house?
In your house or at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. So you can be home to go to bed at 8.
That's peak hour, 5 p.m. That's great for dinner. You know, Drew never wants to leave the house. In fact, you did a post on social media recently that went viral about how you never want to leave. Take a look at this.
I like staying in. Same. I know, everyone thinks it's boring, but it's really
It's not. It's the least boring
it's
thing.
It's the least boring thing.
I am a happy little hermit.
Me too.
I love, like, me too. I love being at home. I never want to go anywhere.
It's true. Well, I love you guys so much.
We have friends here. We are out of the house. Is anyone hungry? Anyone hungry? Because it's time for food news. Okay. It's so exciting. There's nothing better than a grilled cheese sandwich and like a tomato soup, right? Campbell's tomato soup. Anyone love that combo? Well, now
it's the greatest.
Campbell's has just released a limited edition grilled cheese and tomato soup. They put them together in one. So the soup contains cream, hydro, Monterey Jack cheese, cheddar cheese, and surface ripened semi-soft cheese like Munster, in addition to the traditional condensed Campbell's tomato soup ingredients. And you can still dip a grilled cheese. Drew's brought it over to her friends to try.
And that's Isabel, Anya's daughter.
Hi.
We're trying it.
Okay, that's good. And can I just point out the packaging on this is so cute and retro. Look how cute that is.
It's really cute. I still like it with the grilled cheese. but I think this is a great, fantastic idea.
Me too. It just tastes so comfort. You know, it tastes like childhood.
Yeah, it's very comforting.
Well done, Kim.
Well, up next, we're going to be joined by a woman who's taking the podcast world by storm, and we're getting her take on an age-old dating debate. Should women not make the first move? We'll be right back.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Desk is a podcast host and a TikTok sensation known for her unfiltered campaign that is all about sharing the good, the bad, and the real with its followers daily. Oh gosh, can I get behind this, everybody? It's Victoria Garrick Brown.
Victoria!
Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, for sure.
Thank you so much for keeping it real. Can I ask, like, what gave you the courage?
So I was a student athlete. I played volleyball in college, and it was amazing, but pretty intense. And I struggled with my mental health for the first time, but I didn't want anyone to know. So I would post a happy photo even when I was sad. And so I gave a TEDx talk about what I was struggling with and started to have that conversation publicly. And the reaction was really encouraging. I realized there were a lot of other college students, student athletes who felt the same way. So I started my podcast, Real Pod, and then I founded a nonprofit called The Hidden Opponent for student athlete mental health awareness. And I'm excited to announce that we just officially signed a partnership with Adidas.
Oh my God!
Yes. That's
phenomenal.
Thank you so much. That means the world.
You want to join in?
You want to join in?
I would love to.
All right, first up, Fortune reports that Bumble's new CEO is reconsidering the dating app's signature feature of women making the first move. Since its inception in 2014, Bumble's shtick was that ladies make the first move, meaning only women can message male matches first. But CEO Lidiane Jones is saying that it might feel like a burden for a subset of customers today, and they're going to test different options for a relaunch later this year. Victoria, what do you think, considering Bumble's whole point of difference was that the woman makes the first move?
It's definitely interesting. I'm curious what the angle is going to be to keep it different than the other dating apps. I will say, though, when my husband and I were dating, I certainly like, you know, receiving the message, being chased. So I think there are women and people out there who will be excited because then they get to be on the receiving end of the first message.
Did you meet in real life or did you meet on the apps?
We met in college, in person, but then, you know, you become friends on social media and then you kind of stay in touch and you can, that's the thing. You don't have to send a text message anymore. You can just like someone's photo. And that means like, I thought about you today,
God,
but we didn't have to speak.
It says so much.
It says so much. Such a little thing.
Yes. Do you like people's photos that you like?
Do you slide in the DMs, Drew?
Yeah.
No.
Have you ever wanted to slide into somebody's DMs?
Oh, well, I'm sure.
Then let's take the risk.
Yeah, Drew, will you take the DM challenge? Will you do this?
Okay.
Follow up, let us know. Someone that you're interested in.
All right, I'll try it.
Yeah, because I think it's a big, that is the big say hi in the bar move now, is to slide into someone's DMs, yeah.
Marriage comes from DMs.
Yes, it does, beautifully said.
Okay, I'll try it. I don't even understand what it really is. I'm so old. All right, well, Victoria, will you take our next headline, please?
Certainly. The New York Times reports on a trending question for spring cleaning. Should you keep clothes that don't fit you anymore? Old clothes can bring back memories and associations with the past versions of ourselves. This is all deeply intertwined with questions of self-image and body size. Mm-hmm. I love this. Yeah. I actually just talked about this on Real Pod recently because I saw this pair of pants I used to wear all the time and I went to try them on. I'm like, there they are. And they were like not going past my thighs. Mm. And then, you know, you can start to spiral. Oh my gosh, has my body changed? Why don't these fit me? Should they fit me? And then I think an old version of me would be like, let's keep those as like motivation or you have to fit into these pants. But I'm at a place in my life now where I'm realizing you are not here to fit the clothes. The clothes are here to fit you. We should buy something that makes us feel good in our skin so we can celebrate where our body's at and not have something in our closet that just, like, taunts us all day. That's how, I don't know, how do you guys feel about it?
I'm with you 100%. I would never have said it that eloquently and succinctly. I'm with you.
Retweet.
Yeah.
I subscribe.
I think it's good.
The other night I came home and I was told that Olive had a surprise for me. And so I came in the room and she was standing there in my wedding dress. And I was like, oh. And I looked at her and I was like, oh my God, you look so beautiful. I go, you know, that's actually technically the second time you wore that dress because you were 6 months in my belly when I wore it. And I'm saving it for you and your sister.
That is so sweet.
Yeah.
That is the cutest thing.
So maybe there are some things that we do need to save because of their sentimental value.
Yeah, absolutely.
And surprise, maybe one day you'll come home and someone else is wearing them. Well, Victoria, I just would love to do this with you again. Like, you are such a light. I'm so cool.
You. I love you.
And everybody, join me. Millions and millions and millions and millions of people who are already there. But if you're not, check out her podcast, Real Pod. It's on all listening platforms. And up next, Maya Rudolph is going to be here. That's all you need to know.
Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
With Maya Rudolph. So I have a few questions from Paula Pell. Do you want to play?
Sure.
Okay, you guys, I'm going to do the final five with Maya via Paula Pell. All right, from Paula. Number one, what is your favorite smell?
Ooh, baby meat. Specifically the head, like through like the soft baby, like downy hair fuzz.
The new car
smell. I just
want
to huff it, like. Don't you find yourself, when they were little, just kissing it, like...
Still do.
Yeah.
Still do.
Baby skin right here.
I'm so glad. That makes me feel so normal. And it's nice for my daughters to hear that because I'm constantly, like, licking, kissing, sniffing, biting, tugging.
Oh, I think
biting,
it is completely
tugging.
Genetic. I think humans are meant to huff their babies.
I was like, you are inside of my body.
Isn't that weird?
It's so cool.
It's really cool. Science is so cool.
Okay, number two from Paula. What's the most unforgettably terrible meal you've ever had?
Oh, I get so depressed when I eat a bad meal. If you go to a restaurant and it's bad, I feel like, well, we better throw in the towel. I had a pasta once that had no flavor.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it didn't have a flavor.
I ate something from a specific fast food chain that did a 2-day number on me. I've never been back since. Okay, from Paula. Who do you think the sexiest cartoon character is?
Well, duh, Betty Boop was so sexy when we were kids.
Okay, from Paula, if you had to join the Witness Protection Program, that would, what would your dream name be, occupation and residence?
Oh, my dream name would be
Loretta St. Clair. And my occupation would be cowgirl, and my residence would be 555 You Got It Lane. I don't know. I've never had to think about that. But do you think anyone would look for me if I were Loretta St. Clair?
I would come look for you no matter what, no matter where you were.
God.
In fact, I threw in the last question, which is, what does female friendship mean to you?
Well, I have to say that it has changed my entire life. And I, being the age that I am, I can appreciate all the female friendships that I had, but I never, going through it, I never thought, oh, I'm that girl with female friends, but it's my everything. And it gives me a lot of confidence about myself and about my own intuition. It gives me a lot of, I give myself a lot of credit for the choices that I've made and the friendships that I've kept going. It says a lot about me, and I'm really grateful to myself for that, because it's looking out for myself. It's looking out to make sure I have people in my life that I love and that I'm seen by, and I'm really proud of myself for that.
I love doing that. Can I ask you the last question? Because I've watched you for so many years now. I've been lucky enough to work alongside of you a few times. Yeah. I'm the most privileged person. Is there anything out there that, like, you haven't done yet or you want to do or you fantasize about in work? Like, is there anything that you secretly fantasize about?
I've been fantasizing a lot lately, more and more, about doing something live and doing something like a stage show and, like, maybe like a Broadway show.
Bring it on now.
It sounds so fun. It sounds so fun. I'm thinking about that a lot.
And well,
I'm
you're kind so of quick, too.
I like it, and I think I learned over, especially over the pandemic, when I went back to SNL to do some of the Kamala stuff, I realized, like, oh, right, I'm a live performer. It's in my, it's just in my DNA. I love those days. I love them.
Well, you are beautiful, talented, and everything in the world. And I love you so
much. I love
much.
You, too. You are, you're just the light. You're the best.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy. Nice.
You're the greatest.
Season 2 premieres on April 3rd of Loot on Apple TV+. And you can stream every episode of SNL now on Peacock, which is so great because that's an arsenal we all need to turn to whenever we need it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maya.
Oh, my God. Thank you,
Thank you, you for putting out into the world everything you do. Thank you so much, everybody. We make this show for you, so take it with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty Narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or any time. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who's Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking Educators at whosmarted.com.